Hello, this is Kenya Podcast Preacher, and I want to welcome you back to Deep Waters. This podcast is brought to you by Applied Strengths Ministry, where we believe working together in our strengths is the effect of working out the will and calling of God in our lives. The title of this message is Wisdom is Not Permanent Nor Guaranteed. This is a multi-episode series in which this is episode 3 of 4. Interesting thought, but a biblically supported one, which is if God or a servant of God tells you to watch out for something specific or even general, it may be because that is the thing that is going to try to take you out and end your reign, your ministry, perhaps even your life. In finishing, I think it's somewhat interesting that, although King Solomon was led away by false gods, it was he that wrote the following scripture, a scripture that is relevant today, yes, even today, and but especially today, as America is being led away by false gods, so that if we applied it wholeheartedly, I cannot help but think that unless we have 7,000 in the city, we will go headlong into making the same mistake that King Solomon made, and end up in the same place Israel ended up, 1 Kings 19:18. So 2 Chronicles 7:14 states, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now the reason I may feel or sound a bit pessimistic, or even hopeless, is because we are Gentiles who have simply been grafted into the main branch, which is the Jews. In fact, we are given an opportunity to be saved because God wanted to make the Jews jealous, because they rejected him. I mean, this is not an independently glorious offering that somehow proves in any way that we are better than the least of them to even be considered for salvation, and yet like them in every way, like King Solomon, who had everything a person could have wanted, and yet his heart tired of God. This is mind-blowing, and I am concerned we will and are following suit. You know that this makes no sense when contrasted to the scripture that states, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I know, probably a bad joke. I support what I just stated above in the following chapter in Romans. But before I go there, I want you to understand that this is a scripture that more or less prompted this message. King David and King Solomon are dead, but their example and warnings remain for us to read and apply. King Solomon is the unreachable high watermark of wisdom, and yet he was persuaded. Paul reminds us of our opportunity for salvation and warns us of what could happen if we, well, you decide. Romans 11, verse 1. I say then, has God cast away his people? This is talking about the Israelites, the Jews. Certainly not, for I am also an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. And I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. The nation, our nation, has all but turned to worshiping these Baal gods. Verse 5. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise work is no longer work. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it. And the rest were blinded, just as it is written. God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear, to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and bow down their backs always. So not only are they rejected by God, but made so that they cannot see or hear him until this very hour. But be rest assured, man, this will change. Our falling away will loose their ears to hear and eyes to see, and the curse will be reversed. Verse 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. You see, their rejection of God provoked him to look our way to make them jealous. Talk about us getting in by the hair of our chinny-chin-chin. Verse 12. Now if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? We have more coming our way if we remain firebranded Christians. Verse 13. For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my ministry, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh, and save some of them. For if their being cast away is a reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Can it be any clearer? They messed up to our benefit, and now we are repeating their mistakes. So verse 16, for if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. So you see here, we are warned against boasting against the branches. Na, 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 look at what you gave us. This is not going to fly with God. Verse 19. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, that is the Jews, he may not spare you either, that is the Gentiles. Therefore consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise you will also be cut off. Severity. Their severity opened the door to victory. What will the Gentile falling away do for them? If we know we are losing traction, what does this matter? We should regain traction that the Gentile age would not end on our watch, because the whole of this stupid nation wants to worship an intangible God made by the hands of man and empowered by sin and the devil. Verse 23. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, who are natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? This is our hope, but it cannot happen in step with a nation rejecting God as they did. Remember, they were cut off because they rejected God. And God did say, and is saying right there, that he's going to graft them back in. And that's going to happen at the end of the Gentile age. Verse 25. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Sounds like we are in a time crunch. Even worse, there is a fullness that is to happen. This much and no more. Let us not be that generation that ushers in the fullness of the Gentiles. Verse 26. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the Deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the Father. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience. Even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them to all disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. Well, that's it for today. Remember, it's not what you find wrong or disagree with regarding these messages, but what you can take away from them. Together we can do more to impact the kingdom than if we work alone. Let's flip the script and kill, steal, and destroy the works of the enemy, and create space for the light of life to shine through into people's lives. Plant a seed and click on the like and subscribe button. Let's build this ministry together. Thanks, and see you next time in Deep Waters.